Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The Following On podcast is proudly sponsored by Barbados Tourism. Before we kick off the show, I just wanted to take a moment to remind you that the ICC Men's Cricket T20 World Cup final is taking place in Barbados this summer. This, by default, gives all of my fellow cricket fanatics the perfect excuse to go and book a holiday to Barbados in June and experience firsthand the euphoric atmosphere at the Kensington Oval, the cricket mecca of the Caribbean. If the cricket alone isn't enough to tempt you, then let me be the one to remind you that a trip to Barbados can also include leisurely strolls along the breathtaking coastline, mouth-watering flavours of the world-class Bajan cuisine, and, of course, plenty of rum. Head to visitbarbados.org/cricket today to book the trip of a lifetime to Barbados, the best place to be a cricket fan.
You're listening to the Following On podcast from TalkSport. I'm Neil Manthorpe. In Kimberley, as we react to England's 2-1 series win over England in the recent ODI series, which was, of course, live and exclusive on TalkSport 2. England have named their squads for the upcoming white ball tour to Bangladesh, but T20 batter Alex Hales has not been included, with the ECB allowing him to play in the PSL, the Pakistan Super League, instead. Just another example of the ever-growing influence of franchise cricket in the international game. Head of cricket at Derbyshire, Mickey Arthur, and Yorkshire's director of cricket, Darren Goff, joined former England batter Mark Butcher on TalkSport 2's live and exclusive coverage of England's ODI series in South Africa to discuss the impact that franchise cricket has had on their own counties.
The reason we have the two of you here, because in your respective positions, Mickey as the head coach of Derbyshire County Cricket Club, and of course Darren Goff, the director of cricket from Yorkshire, decided that one of the great talking points around the game at the moment is T20 cricket and the effect that it is having not only on the international game, but also how it may impact and does impact county cricket and cricket in the UK. So let's start off with taking it from a county point of view. Goffey, I'll start with you as director of cricket. How do you, I'm guessing this starts, you know, pretty much from the time that the previous season has ended, how do you go about trying to build your squads, plural, because gone are the days where you'd kind of pick a team for first class cricket and then make up your one day sides around that, given that there are all these different tournaments that players perhaps are going to leave for the CPL at points, you're going to lose them to England contracts. There are all these other demands. You lose players for the 100. How does Yorkshire's director of cricket go about building a squad for the English summer?
Well, it's not easy, I'll tell you that, because one of the things that happens is that you're looking for quality overseas. I think that's the one. And I'm sitting next to the man. We took one of the overseas he brought, and obviously did brilliant.
Shamsoon,
yeah. Right? So we selected him, 2-year contract, we made him captain. I think it's a good signing. He's proven he can score runs in county cricket. He did that. He was unbelievable for Derbyshire, and he did well against us. So fantastic talent. So you get him and you think, right, he's going to be available most of the time. You look at Pakistan fixtures coming up, and only thing he might miss would have been the Asia Cup. Asia Cup would have been in June next year early because of the World Cups in October. But guess what? Because of the schedule and the changing all the time and the amount of one-dayers and T20s they have to get in, even though New Zealand have just been to Pakistan and played 5 one-day internationals and T20s, New Zealand are going back now to Pakistan in April and playing another one-day series in another T20 competition because they pulled out of a tour there during COVID. So that means now we could miss Shah Massoud for the opening four matches. So then that means you're going to go look for another player. You try and think of then the England players you're going to lose. The IPL that lasts 8 weeks.
So yeah, when's the final of the IPL now?
Well,
Does it get to June this time?
So your players now, for somebody like Harry Brook, who's not England centrally contracted, yeah. Right? We pay his wages, so he's one of my players. But now he's been away with England all winter. He goes to the IPL. He misses the opening 6 4-day games. And he misses, if they get to the final, his franchise, he misses the first 2 T20 games. And then, guess what? He'll go straight to play for England. So I'm paying him, and next year he might not play a game for us.
It sounds like you're taking it well.
I have done. We've had to put things in place. I'm just trying to say to you how difficult it is now to try and select your overseas players and knowing which of your players will be available, because every kid out there wants to play in the IPL. Every player wants to play in it.
Yeah, and why wouldn't they when the riches are there on offer for all to see? Mickey, it's slightly different case for you at Derbyshire. You don't have quite the demands on your players going here, there and everywhere. However, England white ball cricketers in particular are becoming more and more in demand. Yorkshire have just nicked your captain. How's it looking up there in the Dales?
It's looking good for us in the Dales, and I share Goffey's sentiments around that. We've had a hard chat today about Shah Massoud. Over a coffee, it is hard when you're planning for a season, because you actually don't know when and how you're going to have those players available. With my other shoe on, I think it's a really exciting time for young players now in the county game. I think there's 70 English county cricketers playing domestic franchise cricket as we speak, and again, I'll get on my high horse and trumpet county cricket, because I think it's a really good system producing some very, very fine players. And I think it's much maligned here in England. But I've seen first-class structures all over the world. The county game, and I know Derbyshire, we're in Division 2. The county game is still very, very well played. It's a high standard. It's very structured. It's very organized. And it's clearly producing players. To go back to your other point, though, is overseas players become very important. That's why we went for a guy like Saranga Lakmal, simply because he's retired, so we get Saranga Lakmal for the whole season. And you've got to try and build teams around those type of players. It is different to us. We don't have the Harry Brooks yet, because we're a young squad and we're progressing to be as good as what Yorkshire are in the future.
How does it look at the beginning of the year? And I'll aim this one at you, Mickey, because Yorkshire County Cricket Club, with all their history and stuff, will always start every season thinking, well, we're going to win the championship, we'll pick up a one-day trophy. Clearly they won't, but...
We're in Division 2 as well.
That's been my sorry hatter. But no, what I mean is kind of the expectation is always there that there's going to be silverware coming the way of Yorkshire County Cricket Club. That's what I meant, perhaps more specifically. So do you ever start the season? Do you start the season thinking to yourself, well, okay, well, given the resources that we have and the players that we've got and the overseas players that we've been able to pick up, do you ever look at it from the point of view as we are going to throw all our eggs into a white ball basket and perhaps not paid quite so much attention to the championship, or is it the other way around, or are you very much of the opinion that you have to go for everything?
But very much of the opinion we go for everything, which we sat down at the start of last year and we put a realistic four-year plan in place as to where we wanted to be last year, and the emphasis last season was on the county championship for us, because Derbyshire had been so poor in that before. We wanted last year to be a side that was hard to beat and play some really good cricket with that principle in mind, see where players' ceilings were, see how much we could develop players, and see how many of them were going to fit where we wanted to take the county. We did that nicely. This year is we go a step further. We want promotion. We want to be rivaling Yorkshire for promotion at the back end of the county championship season. We know that in 2020 cricket, We got to a quarter final last year. We won 9 games in a row. We played really well through the 2020 campaign. Had a nightmare in the quarter final. Got Riley Rousseau'd at Taunton, but again, that was part of a build for us as a county. This year, we want to take that further. I've always said I need 2 transfer windows to get it 100% right. Because and at the
end, go on then, be specific. When would you want them, and why do you need 2?
I need two. I've had 1 because I came in with a roster of players on contract. So you kind of live with that. You see the guys that you can challenge. You see the guys you can prod. You see how their ceilings are, and potentially you're looking at guys that you can build the next couple of years around. This year we had a couple of guys come out of contract. Had a little bit of money available, brought in Zach Chappell and Matt Lamb, guys that are going to strengthen our squad, guys that I think we need in order to achieve the objectives that we've set out for ourselves. We have 6 or 7 players at the end of this season potentially coming off contract. Frees up a lot of money. I'm hoping that I reckon there'll be 5 of those players or 4 of those players will rise to what we want to achieve, and we'll re-sign them. If they don't, we'll have money available to go into the market to buy players that fit our brand, fit our culture, etc. And then the next 2 years after this, for me, is where we need to be seriously pushing other counties in order to get some success.
Amazingly, we're in the same process as what Mickey's doing at Derbyshire. I mean, when we came in, we realised that we got 15 players out of contract. Now, normally, 1 year, that would not happen anywhere, and it's probably never happened before at any club. So when I went in, we had no board, 15 players out of contract, which was always going to be a difficult ask. We started the season well, but unfortunately for us, got the finals there, first time in a long, long time. But once England took away Milan, Brooke, Willie, Rashid, Root and Bairstow, we were left with a ridiculously young side with 4 of them out of contract, and 5 of them were in the first team. So we had a lot of issues that we had to deal with. So we knew when we got Otis in as coach, we sat down, we assessed the players really quickly and tried to get to a point where we could get some players in. So what we've done, we got in Wagner, unbelievable experience, great performer for New Zealand, coming towards the end now of his test career, but still a very good performer, great attitude.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The Following On podcast is proudly sponsored by Barbados Tourism. If your passion for travel is on par with your passion for cricket, then I have some excellent news. The ICC Men's Cricket T20 World Cup Final is being hosted in Barbados this June, which makes it the perfect destination for your summer holidays this year. To make the most of your trip, you can also experience 8 matches from the series in Barbados, including England against Scotland and England against Australia. In under a month's time, you could be spending your days exploring the vibrant streets of Bridgetown, drinking rum in the sunshine and experiencing exotic Bajan delicacies in the culinary capital of the Caribbean. There truly is something for everyone. There's no need to wait a second longer. Head to visitbarbados.org/cricket today to book the trip of a lifetime to Barbados, truly the best place to be a cricket fan.
Those sorts of guys become more and more valuable to county cricket, don't they? In the old days, I'm talking about when I started, you'd be getting people on their way up, or the guys who were the creme de la creme of international cricket. But now, because those international cricketers look elsewhere to ply their trade and to earn their money, you're then looking for sort of bargains, guys who have got huge hearts, who've got all that experience to come in and help out your youngsters.
And he doesn't play one day cricket, or he hasn't done for a while, don't play the franchises. So we brought in Wagner, we brought in Ben Mike, which, again, he's not ready yet to be a player that's going to play every game in four-day stuff, but he's someone who gives us strength in the one-day arena, and we believe he's someone we can work with to make him a better four-day bowler as well. Remember, you've got Kabir Ali there, Otis Gibson, and myself, who can help. So you've got three experienced guys there who have played again at the highest level who can help Ben Mike develop. We got in Shah Massoud as captain. We thought that was very important. We needed a captain desperately, so we were on the lookout for that. We signed a leg spinner called Jaffa Shohan from Saka. Young player, 20 years old. Bowls leg spin, very talented. Only seen him a couple of times, but so impressed, but we gave him a rookie contract alongside a young Indian called Yash Vagadia, another rookie. He's going to be at university in Durham, but we want to support him, and he's on our staff. And Matt Milnes, which again, because of our injury...
He's a terrific bowler.
Yeah, but signed him. Yeah. Week later, came down with a double stress fracture.
Matt Fisher's just got it. Just walked off, limped off.
I know,
Lions
don't tell me. But yeah, with Matt Milnes, but he's on the way back now and he should be fit for the start of the season. And I felt I needed a player who's got longevity. We know he can play a full season. He's done it in county game for a while. I think his England days at the minute is way down the block because there's so many bowlers around. So we believe he'll be with us all season. But you know what it's like? If you come to Yorkshire and perform, someone like Matt Milnes, and he takes lots of wickets, he's right back in the window, isn't he? He's right back in the window. You're only three or four games away from an England call-up. That's what I always say to the players.
Yeah, for sure. And England have shown that they're more than happy to throw people in and watch them blossom and develop under the harshest spotlight. I'm just looking there at the white ball, the T20 tournaments that are coming up around, that are being played right now. So we've just got the IL T20, the South African 20 right now, the 100 for us in England. You've got the IPL, Bangladesh Premier League, the Lanka League. They are all over the place. I'm kind of interested to know what you guys feel. Put your old playing days hat on. How you feel about sort of like the money in the game, the opportunity there is in the game, and how that feeds into the way that you are able to either sympathise with or find it kind of a little bit frustrating to nurture young players. Because When we all started, there was only one game or two games in town. One was to be, you know, to play to represent your county. The other one was to represent your country. Now the game is the landscape has completely changed. That, from a management point of view, must be very, very challenging for you guys.
It is challenging, and the landscape has changed. It's certainly forced me as a coach to coach in a different way, because players' demands on you as a coach are different now. I always relate to the story. So I was in the Lanka Premier League. I had Tom Abel and Jordan Cox in the team with me, and we were sitting watching a game one night, having a dinner, and the TV came up, and Shoaib Malik walked out to bat, and Shoaib Malik had played like 495 2020s, and Tom Abel looked at me and said, "Wow," he said, "that is proper experience. Look how experienced this guy is." Jordan Cox looked at me and said, "How much money has he made?" So that kind of summed up for me where the young boy's thinking is these days. Now you got Tom Abel, county captain, probably a little bit older. You got young Jordan Cox, 22, unbelievable talent. He's going to be a very, very good player.
And potentially a very rich man if it goes well.
And potentially a very rich man who has pretenses to play for England, though, which was great to hear.
But the problem we've got here, and this is, and I'm fully supportive of all these guys going and making money, right? I really am. I'm so supportive. I want them to go and get experience. I sent three of my players to Andy Flower's team just to bowl in the nets, and one of them ended up, Ben Mike, getting picked up by a different team, Sharjah Warriors. He replaced Chris Wokes. So it's very, very beneficial. I've sent 10 players out to India to a spin camp, hoping our young batters will experience that. But when it comes down to that, the only thing, the downside of this, is that when these players go play in these tournaments and get paid the money they do, their agents start to come to you and say, this is the hardest thing. You'll agree with me on this. Agents will then come to us and say, oh, hang on a minute, he's getting this for playing in this league and this player. And that. Yes, but this is county cricket. And the biggest problem we have, it's not a problem because I totally have empathy for them, is members. Members get really, really frustrated by players not being available and not enough four-day cricket. They want more four-day cricket. You've seen that with the Strauss report and everything. But I try to explain to them, you've got every single player out on that field. Every player on Yorkshire's staff dream is to play in the IPL, the Big Bash, the SA20 now, the American League. So you've got to, there's got to be some acceptance, but every player, and they'll say it's about money. Of course it's about money. These young players want to make as much money as they possibly can. And I've no problem with that. But it's the way you manage and coach a team now has totally, totally changed.
The other thing I will say around that is for a lot of these young players, is you need a support base. You need something that puts you in the shop window. So be that county cricket, puts you in the shop window. You play well in the Vitality. You get selected for 100. You play well there, puts you in the shop window. If you haven't got something that puts you in the shop window, you're not going to be taken up in these franchises. So it's so important that the players still realize and understand that when they come back to their home base, be that Yorkshire, be that Derbyshire, they have a physio, they've got a trainer, they've got coaches, they've got a head coach, they've got a line coach.
Facilities.
They've got facilities. Because if you just want to be this maverick 2020 cricketer, you're coming back to nothing. You're coming back, you're going to have to go and find your own physio. You're going to find your own trainer. You've got to go and hit balls with your dad feeding a machine in an indoor centre.
It's almost like they become like tennis players, you know, where you are the business and you support all of the infrastructure around you, whereas the county provides all of
Andre,
that.
Andre Russell, we've seen him in Jamaica. Is it in Jamaica he lives? He as his mate does throwdowns, he's got a cricket pitch, hasn't he, at the bottom of his house. And that's how he practices. Or he goes to America, paid for by his franchise in the IPL. They send him to America, don't they, for a training camp just before the IPL. So he becomes managed by an Indian Premier League side.
And the interesting thing about that is because obviously India, with all the money that is awash in Indian cricket and the way that they have their franchise names spreading around the world, you know, obviously in the SA20, you've got the Trinbago Knight Riders in CPL and everything. So those guys are spreading their net far and wide. However, they are not producing these cricketers. You know, you have Yorkshire at under 10s or whatever it is, and Derbyshire is similar. These players have to come from somewhere, and unless the franchises are willing to spend even more money and do it in taking over all of that responsibility, which is where your cricketers come from, then the importance of county cricket and state cricket remains as high as it ever did.
Spot on, Butch. And I think the thing we need to realise is there's only 20, maybe 25 players around the world that are in that league. Josh Butler, Ben Stokes, Andre Russell, etc. That can do that. The likes of your Jordan Thompsons, your Lias de Ploys, whatever, they can't do that because they don't have the resources available. They need the county.
Head of cricket at Derbyshire, Mickey Arthur, and Yorkshire's director of cricket, Darren Goff, both of whom were on the commentary team, talking with Mark Butcher, who hosted our coverage. So that's it for another Following On podcast, and a reminder that we'll bring you every ball of England's upcoming Test series with New Zealand on TalkSport 2, with the action getting underway on the 16th of February with a day-night Test match in Mount Maunganui. But for now, this has been another edition of Following On.
The Following On podcast is proudly sponsored by Barbados Tourism, and this is your gentle reminder that Barbados is the best place to be a cricket fan. With 8 matches from the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup Series taking place in Barbados this summer, including the final, you can experience the summer of a lifetime by booking today. Aside from immersing in world-class cricket in the sunshine, Barbados is the dream destination for all travel enthusiasts. It is where adventure meets paradise, the culinary capital of the Caribbean, and better still, the birthplace of rum. If you're keen to unite with cricket fans across the globe for what is set to be an unforgettable summer, then head to visitbarbados.org/cricket today.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.